Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Now, the only stuff better than that introduction, I feel like I should be in a glittery robe walking down the aisle, ready to get into the squared circle and kick some ass, is the news dump time and again that we got earlier today. I thought, all right, we're going to have to talk a little Deshaun Watson. We're going to have some grab ass of those weeks ahead of training camp. Now, we could still do that tomorrow. But no, one news heavyweight blow after the next. And I'm grateful, honored to welcome him in, Jason Smith, off tonight, off tomorrow. So we get a double take of our guy, Rich Ornberger.
The burger.
Yes.
What's up, buddy?
How's it going, Mikey?
Live down there in San Diego, where I'm sure a lot of tongues are wagging, but we got plenty of time to get into all the ramifications of today's news. But what's going on, buddy?
Well, I'll tell you what. We are headlong into preparations for a busy 4th of July weekend. Happy 4th to everybody. We're going to be doing this tonight and tomorrow, like you mentioned. But along the way, while we're passing along and walking through some of the breaking news of the day, the hour, the moment, the minute, we're also going to be talking about, I don't know, how to make the perfect burger, right? Maybe the perfect execution of a smoked rack of ribs. Who knows?
Nicely done. I did a nice pork shoulder today. It was my daughter's birthday.
Yeah.
So a nice 11 hours, and boom.
Everybody
was fed and gutted up, and the guys enjoyed a little bit of the bundt cakes, because instead of the traditional, I just want a large cake with all sorts of decorations, she goes, just get something small.
Yeah.
And so, you know, here we are. And if you had come in, well, you could have had some. Instead, somebody else got yours. All right, just kidding. We had plenty for to go around. But good to have you with, because obviously some seismic moves in our sporting universe today. Get in on the program as you will. At Swollen Dome is where you find me. You can find Rich when he's not yelling about whatever Steve Hartman is up to next. And I got to imagine you had 9,000 texts from him today. You find him on Twitter at Ornberger. That's O-H-R-N. Burger, B-E-R-G-E-R. Welcome in. We appreciate you making us part of your holiday travels. Be safe. We make you laugh. We make you outrage. Still keep hands attended to. Keep your eyes on the road, hand upon the wheel, all that stuff like you learned so long ago. Today, Rich, we have two glorious stories that are the, I guess, the heavyweight battles, right? If we were building a pay-per-view card like Money in the Bank for the WWE later on this weekend, these would be the two stories that would be at the top. And then we've got a lot of other things that are interesting, kind of funny, kind of entertaining, and that we'll get to. But USC, UCLA getting ready to join our conference, the Big Ten Conference, starting in 2024. A piece of news, Wilner had it this morning. I saw our colleague Colin Cowherd had done a tweet that just had the zipped lips emoji. And at that point, you weren't connecting the dots because all the mentions were wondering which of the Fox Sports Radio, Fox Sports One colleagues he was upset with.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was kind of fun, you know, bat that volleyball around. I need to say something incendiary so my name at least gets in those mentions, because that's a lot of them. But then Wilner came back over the top, right? The first tweet was, hey, the world's about to change. And then later on, it's like, oh, by the way, here you go. The two California, Southern California squads are looking to exit. And as we find out later on tonight, Big Ten says, hey, welcome in. Come on in, if you will. And Mike Bone, ultimately, the Big Ten is the best home for USC and Trojan athletics as we move into the new world of collegiate sports. We're excited that our values align with the league's member institutions. We'll benefit from the stability and strength of the conference. Larry Scott, that was two big middle fingers, maybe middle foam fingers, to make sure you don't miss the point. The athletic caliber of Big Ten institutions, that's it waving at everybody at the bottom of the conference, the increased visibility, exposure, and resources the conference will bring. In other words, they got the media package right. They got ahead of it early, and now they're over $1 billion in terms of their rights each year. So, yeah, it's time for USC, UCLA. We'd already seen it with Oklahoma and Texas, Rich. So it was just a matter of time before the next shift, you know, in the quest for global domination of college football.
Yeah, well, and you know what? Here's the deal. First of all, all parties satisfied here, right? This is one of those negotiations where everybody walks away from the table, you know, smiling after handshakes are made, right? Or Zoom calls are wrapped. This is good for everybody who's on the inside of this
sure.
deal. Those on the outside, though, like, for example, if you're the rest of the Pac-12 who's now been reduced back down to the Pac-10 come 2024, you're thinking to yourself, okay, where do we turn next? What schools are available for us to poach and bring into our league to, you know, reestablish some sort of foothold in Southern California? You know, San Diego State comes to mind. And where do you go from there? You know, are you going to go back up to 12 teams? Is Oregon looking to leave? Is Washington looking to leave? You know, could you have a situation like the Big 12 where there's a month or two where you're not sure if you're even going to have enough teams to field the conference in a couple of years based on what shaky ground you're on. And then you look at these other conferences. Like, you know, if I'm the ACC right now, I'm shaking in my boots because the Big 12's been picked over by the SEC. The Pac-12 has been picked over by the Big 10. If I'm the ACC, I'm like, we're next. You know, so I don't know what the next move will be, but here's what I can guarantee you, Mikey, just based on the recent trends, it's coming soon. We're not done yet. We're nowhere near done yet. And the Big Ten had to answer. The Big Ten, obviously, huge Fox product here. We have a lot of those games, and we're proud of it, right? The Big Ten had to return fire on the SEC.
Absolutely.
You're going to get OU in Texas? Well, check this out. Now we have the biggest schools out of Southern California in terms of enrollment.
Yeah, consolidation. We've been talking about it for years, Rich. You, me, I know Hartman has been standing on a street corner with a megaphone. Okay, that's him just yelling. but talking about super conferences and such forever. And now you wait for the next dominoes to fall, right? Oregon is the obvious elephant in the room, as is the always independent, except for every other sport, Notre Dame. Right? Because that's the team that always made sense for the Big Ten, maintain independence for the revenue sports, everything else. Like, okay, cool. Whatever. And they have their feet in multiple conferences as you go. So it's now are they forced to make a decision and a line here? And look, the luster and the shine of those helmets and those wins all those years ago. I mean, that's a lot of years ago, Rich.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, you know, when they had the first mover advantage and made that big deal with NBC, it's like, okay, that's all fine and good. However, you still have to read the room of where you are and where you're trying to go and where the landscape of college football is headed. So you have that. You mentioned San Diego State. First thing I thought of, right? New stadium.
Yep.
All of those things, try to keep it in Southern California. Obviously on the radar these last couple of years, probably because you're broadcasting for the team, you know, bringing that expertise, going down in the trenches, maybe playing a couple of reps. I don't know. you know, you got quiet a couple of times in the booth this last year. But it's that kind of thing where, you know, we're all just trying to – you follow the money is the old rule of thumb, right?
Yeah.
In everything. Go back to, you know, all the what is it? All the President's Men and go on down the line. All mob movies you've watched, everything else. And certainly right now in our global economic state, it's, you know, trying to figure out, you know, what's leading you to the next dip or rise.
And etiquette has been thrown out the window. Like, you know, there's for years and years and years on the sports scene, I think you would have had a lot of sports fans balk at the level of greed. You know, you would expect more contrition from the parties involved in these sort of, you know, massive moves, right? But sports fans have gotten used to this. You know, you look at the NBA, the players basically run that league. Yeah, I mean, there is no loyalty to a city or a name on the front of a jersey. It's who's got the most money or who's got the best chance to win a championship, depending on what stage of career the player we're talking about is in. You know, you look at Major League Baseball contracts, fully guaranteed, money flying around in free agency, even though you have owners who are crying like they're paupers. They're not poor people. They have more money than anybody in this country, and they spend it. They spend it in free agency. And then you look at the NFL, this recent contract to Deshaun Watson, who, I mean, may not even play a full season this upcoming season. We'll see what happens after arbitration. He's getting chunked off with a huge contract in the amid controversy. And then you look at head coaching in college football for years now. These guys will, you know, jump ship on a team that has an opportunity to play in an important bowl game, you know, in order to chase the money for a new job. Now it's just happening at the actual conference level. And because of all of the preludes too that I was just discussing, nobody really has a problem with it. I mean, look at the PGA. The PGA Tour, you have big name after big name hitting the ejector button and going to live golf, and controversy be damned. These guys are chasing, you know, $100 million and $200 million signing bonuses to go play for the live golf tour. So to me, I think the gloves are off. I think as a society, we reached a point where it's decadence and we're all okay with it. Like, we don't care, you know? So if there's money to be offered, if there's greener pastures to be offered, whether that means having the majority of a conference's teams in the Northeast and Midwest of this country and just having two randos but our big brands in the other opposite corner of the country, by all means, let's play ball, because the gloves are off, Mikey.
Yeah, it's been, as you said, it's been a gradual change. I mean, I always go back to your Penn State Nittany Lions coming into the Big Ten. At the time, I didn't know how to feel about it. I was in the middle of school. It's like, you know, they were always this mythical, and you guys were a mythical program out there, right. Joe Pa and everything going on, and all of a sudden it's like, well, they're coming to the conference. There was excitement. There was also a, all right, what are we doing now? Now we're 11. Now this shuffles up, and where does it go from there? And obviously, here we are some 2 years later, and you're seeing this dramatic realignment. But a lot of it becomes the pageantry and tradition got scrapped a lot, right? Adding the playoff teams for college football, which meant the bowl games didn't have the same heavyweight status they did. Like, even the lesser ones had meaning once upon a time. And don't tell me you didn't bet the blue-gray game on Christmas morning. I still miss it each and every day.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Club is open here already as a holiday weekend gets underway. Let's be safe out there. Look after each other. Celebrate the good things. There are still plenty of good things. Find those wins. Go 1-0 each and every day. Mike Harmon, alongside Rich Hornberger, Jason Smith off tonight here on Fox Sports Radio. Lots to talk about, Rich, in terms of this seismic college football move. Nobody better than to bring in our guy coming from the Midwest. Well, so it's only appropriate because he's getting ready to welcome those Southern California teams to town, and he and I will be ships passing in the night as I go to Chicago next week. And he comes out here. It's Pete Futek, collegefootballnews.com, at Pete Futek on Twitter. What's going on, Pete?
Yeah, how about the other deal? I like going out there. I'm ready. I'm ready to be on the Big Ten going to the L.A. side of things as opposed to the flip side of this. And every media member who's ever covered the Big Ten right now is like, yeah, I'll take that, you know, trip to L.A. for USC versus, you know, Rutgers on November 15th or whatever it's going to be. They're going to love this.
Every one of them trying to write the column to say, because if the scheduling ends up working like these other conferences are doing, can I be one of their three rivals, meaning Ohio State, Michigan? Can I be one of those?
First of all, I do think that they're not done. I mean, everything points to, okay, USC and UCLA were the big guys. And I would kind of think that Oregon, you don't do that without also thinking Oregon and Washington are there to expand the footprint even more and get those two markets and expand the up to the Pacific Northwest. And then get to 18 and have two divisions of nine and make it so travel is a little easier for the Olympic sports for, you know, at least you're going up the coast as opposed to across the other part of the country. But I would think there's going to be a way to do this where you're not going to see USC and UCLA play a whole lot of teams from the eastern part of the country. It'd be more of like the Iowas and Nebraskas. So it's a little bit more manageable of a plane trip.
Hey, Pete, you know, we were just discussing what this means for the very near future and, say, the next decade. Okay, if we're going to say near future, the next 12 to 24 months, and then expand the aperture to the next 10 years, what do you think college football looks like in that near term and that long term?
Well, the thing about this question is, okay, what does it look like now? As we're talking at the moment, I can pretty much guarantee, if you give me, let's say, Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, and I'll give you the field, what are you taking? You know, who are you taking for the, you know, there's three of your college football playoff teams and the other one's a lamb for the slaughter. So, like, as it speaks now, we already kind of have a two-conference system. We only basically have a one-conference system with a couple of good teams. So this just kind of expands things a little more to make it more interesting for the Pac-12, former Pac-12 types, for getting L.A. involved. But I do think where this goes is you've got to expand the college football playoff. You don't do moves like this and keep things as is. It's just unsustainable. So I think you do these moves, you have these big power conferences and get all the money, and then you throw everyone a cookie and say, all right, all the Power Five conference champions get into a playoff. We'll give, you know, something to whatever these group of five programs are now, and then everything else goes to the big boys. So you have a 12-team playoff with, you know, maybe three teams from the Big Ten, three teams from the SEC, and everyone else gets something and a crumb in there. And I think that's how you expand this going forward. And once the ball gets kicked off, everyone's going to still watch the games that they watched before.
I do enjoy the tweet you put out about a half hour ago, retweeting that now. It was the statement from Ohio State. I'll spare everybody the text. The video is just a Christmas story and a beatdown.
Yeah. If you're Ohio State right now, basically you're just kind of saying, all right, you get, welcome in, you know, come and get your beating, you know, come get your whooping.
Take like your beating and here's an extra $50 to $70 million a year in media rights money.
And you'll like it. Well, the thing that gets lost here, first of all, this expansion talk's all business. It's all that matters. It's all about markets. It's all about the Big Ten Network now being able to claim it as New York, Chicago, and L.A. It's just about the business side of sports. But the sports side, you're only talking about between these two programs, one of the last 13 Pac-12 championships, you know, between them. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not like they're losing Oregon and Utah at the moment when it comes to who's the real power in those conferences. Obviously, it's about to change. Obviously, USC is about to become a superpower. And, you know, UCLA is big on basketball, and it's UCLA. And the other part of this thing, too, that nobody gets really talks about, but it matters, is the academics. Automatically, UCLA is the number two, the second, you know, best academic institution in the Big Ten behind Northwestern.
Go Cats.
I mean, you're talking about, you know, and USC is obviously amazing, is right there with Michigan. So you're talking about two superpower, world-class, you know, academic institutions, which it's just all of a sudden you've upped the profile of the Big Ten that much more for all your member institutions for the Ohio States of the world, you know, who kind of are just, you know, clinging on to the Northwesterns and everyone else here when it comes to academics.
Bigger landscape shifting story, the conference realignments we're seeing recently with Texas and OU jumping to the SEC and now USC, UCLA going to the Big Ten, or name, image, and likeness. What do you think has the biggest effect on how college football looks as we carry on here into, you know, the future of what is amateur athletics or what used to be amateur athletics?
Well, again, you're assuming that all of a sudden, oh wow, college players are getting paid. That's not happened before. Like, that hasn't, you know, like Eric Dickerson didn't get a Trans Am from Texas A&M, which he still denies. And, you know, it's the NIL stuff is going to just work itself out. It's splashy, and we're going to see tweets with, you know, Bijan Robinson representing the local Austin Lamborghini dealership and things like that. But really, that just doesn't change anything. I mean, really what's happening is all that happened with Reggie Bush in the 2005-ish USC teams, now it's kosher, and it's just business as usual. The conference of realignment is really everything, because that speaks to how the media deals are going to happen, where we're going to be watching these games. I mean, now that you have an NFL that you're going to watch a couple of these games on streaming services and Amazon Prime and things like that, well, going forward, the Big Ten Network, you know, you're always going to have, you know, USC versus Ohio State's going to be on the biggest of the big network. But UCLA versus Purdue, yeah, that'll be a 3:30 start on BTN. You know, so this really helps out the in-house conference network for the SEC too, and I think the ACC when it starts to figure out what it's doing.
It's funny, when I read aloud as we started the show, Pete, the statement from Mike Bone, it was almost like he was standing there with two giant middle finger, you know, the foam fingers, yeah, really extended back to Larry Scott.
God, that poor Larry Scott today, you know.
Skewered.
Man, but it's not bad, because it's like, say, okay, well, if we had better business deals in place. I don't know what media or business deal the Pac-12 could have had that's better than this. You know, because you're again, think about what USC is. USC, obviously, it's massive. Obviously, UCLA, you know, you're talking about, again, two of the hottest schools academically. I mean, it's insane if you look at the academics of this. Rank USC had something like 150,000 applicants this year. I mean, these places are crazy. And now they've just upped their profile even more nationally, where, you know, USC, you know, and UCLA get into, you know, Chicago and Indianapolis and Minneapolis. Not like everybody from the Midwest doesn't want to go to those schools anyway, but it just ups their profile that much more. And to combine with your other thought about name, image, and likeness, well, if you are a Jordan Adams Addison or a Caleb Williams, or you're someone who has got some marketing deal out in L.A., well, now your L.A. ads are going to play nationally a whole lot better, so it makes those schools even better and stronger when it comes to the new world of college athletics.
Hey, Pete, what happens to the Group of Five? Because we're hearing most of the news about the Power Five. I mean, could you see more of these Group of Five teams get absorbed by a Pac-10 or a Pac-12, whatever they're going to call themselves into the future? What's next for the Group of Five?
Yeah, it's hard because there just aren't a lot of good ones left. I mean, you know, what you got? I mean, the one whale out there, I think at the moment, and the problem is it's not a tier one research university, but the Big Ten was able to get past that with Nebraska. San Diego State, now, if you're the Pac-12, how you don't grab that school now? Because San Diego obviously doesn't have an NFL team, and now you don't have, Pac-12 doesn't have a presence in Southern California. You know, what's your southernmost, you know, California team? Is it technically Cal? I mean, there goes Stanford. I mean, I guess it would be geographically. I mean, like, yeah, you know, where's your California presence at this point? I would think that's a no-brainer. I would think the other one to watch out for, which doesn't seem like it makes any sense, but it does. UNLV, they're awful at football, but, you know, Big Ten took Rutgers, not because Rutgers is winning national championships, but George Klobuchar has wanted to make Las Vegas sort of the, you know, what Atlanta is to the SEC and Indianapolis is to the Big Ten. They want to make Vegas that for the Pac-12. So getting UNLV in that market would be something. Getting San Diego State helps. And you have to money ball your way up on this. I mean, you just lost Giambi and Damon. You can't replace them, but you can get a bunch of smaller programs like that. I would think, you know, not Group of Five, but I would think Kansas is a great fit for market and basketball and things like that. So there are things the Pac-12 can do, but it better act quick, because if Oregon and Washington are up next here for the Big Ten, then all of a sudden the Big 12 is going to be like, hey, Arizona State, Utah, you know, Colorado, you know, come join the fun over here now.
All right, last one from me, Pete. The other obvious giant school is Notre Dame, right? You've got your ACC, except independence for football, and ice hockey, they're already members of the Big Ten. So, you know, already have their feet in there a little bit. Does this move the needle, or do they continue to just say, all right, you love our reputation from 50 years ago, keep paying us?
Yeah, you know, the problem is now if you're the Big Ten, you just got USC and UCLA, you're not giving Notre Dame anything. You know, Notre Dame, you're not getting any special deals. If we're, you know, Ohio State would come in screaming, saying, you know, why are you giving Notre Dame anything? We want the better cut. We want the better deal with anybody here. So if you're the Big Ten, you're not really looking at Notre Dame and for anything more than just saying, hey, come join the fun. And if you're Notre Dame, you don't want to be left without a chair when the music stops here, because there's so much money about to be happening here. If you're the Pac-12, you do throw a Hail Mary out there to Notre Dame and just be like, hey, look, you want to do this. You want to be the big star of our conference and see if that works. But still Notre Dame, still national, you know, international powerhouse. It's still everything about that. I just don't think that's going to be next up for the Big Ten without something really crazy happening. Because if they do, if they were to happen to get Notre Dame, or the big dream is North Carolina, but that's not happening because of their grant of rights deals. But if they were to get Notre Dame and, let's say, Oregon, wow, that changes, you know, everything when it comes to who the real powerhouse in college football is.
Chaos has found us today in college football. collegefootballnews.com is where you find him. Pete Futek, he'll be up all night drinking lots of coffee while thinking that he's going to come see the Cubs out here in Los Angeles when he visits.
I probably will. Actually, yeah, I'm ready to come out. And you're going to come out here and see what, White Sox?
White Sox, team? Tigers, and then the Orioles the Cubs after that series against the Dodgers.
Jeez, why? Don't you like yourself? Like, don't you?
I'm going to see my brothers and get drunk in Chicago. I think I'll be okay.
You have to do what we do. We don't actually go to Cubs games. We go around.
Just
Cubs
go to the neighborhood.
Exactly.
It is a beautiful neighborhood. Go grab something to eat and sit on that nice lawn out there. It's pretty good.
Exactly. That's what you do. You don't have to actually go see the game.
All right. I may still go watch it just to see the Orioles for a couple minutes, because they're actually kind of entertaining.
But it's baseball. There's nothing entertaining.
Pete, that's why I love you. At Pete Futek, where you find him, with us each and every week during the football season. And tonight, he walked the red carpet for us. Thanks so much, Pete. We appreciate you.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets.
you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
Hey, welcome back in. It's Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. No Jason Smith tonight. Rich Ornberger in his stead. You hear him here weekends alongside Steve Hartman. Following me, Fox Sports Sunday. What are you, 10 to 2, right? You got a full 4 hours.
Yep, 10 to 2 on Sundays. Just, I mean, look, it's really just corralling Steve for the first two hours.
I know. And then he comes in with so much energy that he interrupts the show I'm trying to do with Bucky Brooks. I'm like, look, we've come back from the commercials. Get out.
Yeah, leave. Leave us to what we're doing.
Either that or grab a microphone and become a third man in.
Yeah, he's like the hype man on stage with the rap artist. You know, like he's just a, yeah, skate, skate. Like, you know, he's just out there just hyping you guys. It's whatever take
he's
Bucky has. Or Harmon has, yeah, there's background. It's great.
You guys don't know. No, so every Sunday morning, and then obviously you guys every morning there in San Diego. Good times abound, and a lot of Steve Hartman in your life. Longtime fixture here in Los Angeles and at Fox Sports Radio, so we give him his love. Hey, if you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover. Exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations, they do apply. So, Rich, the Freddie Freeman situation that kind of went all over, the emotions of playing against the Braves, getting his World Series ring, Clayton Kershaw having to come out and say, hey, you know, you're over here now, which I think was the biggest deal of all of it.
Oh, yeah.
Because Clayton usually doesn't say a whole lot. You kind of surmise, and there's a lot of speculation about how he feels about different things in terms of team management, roster management and in-game things and how guys conduct themselves. But really, you've never had him go to a newspaper and kind of drop that. Because he could have done the one-liner. Yeah, it was great to see him get that kind of love. Really a special kind of thing. And then just started nodding, waiting for the next question. But instead, he gave a lot about, hey, he's a Dodger now. Which also is kind of the, hey, Braves fans, you had him. He's done. So good luck with the trying to take us down this year. But, you know, the challenge issued, I'm sure, accepted as well. But a big weekend series. And now you get into the beginning of this week, where now it became a much bigger question about contract negotiations, some speculation about what was conferred from the agency to Freeman and his family. I know a bit of a brouhaha and legalese got threatened in terms of some comments Doug Gottlieb, our colleague here, made on air. So we get to that. And then earlier today, another statement that had to be issued related to it, just, you know, talking about how all offers had been conveyed and pushed, and that, you know, the Braves are perpetuating a false narrative on the negotiations. That's what the agent and his agency are saying. So I pushed that all aside just to ask you, down in San Diego, what was the reaction to people? Because I know you guys would have taken calls, and as guys that are watching a Padres team, they're getting ready, they're battling the Dodgers as we speak. You know, what was the consensus coming out of all of the weekend? A lot of laughing and pointing, saying this will cause disarray, some empathy for him. What did you get?
No, you know what? Here's the way I think in general my view on the whole situation is.
But you're a calm, rational man, so we might as well just skip this. No,
yeah,
I'm just
that's
kidding.
A good point. That is a good point. Honestly, from the fan standpoint, anything that hurts the Dodgers and helps the Padres in this NL West race, which, let's face it, if they take three of four from the Dodgers here, number one and number two flip, and all of a sudden it's the Padres looking down at the Dodgers as the NL West number one team. So everything's on the line for the fans. I mean, this is the midseason Super Bowl every time these two teams face each other, and you live and die on every pitch. And it's becoming one of the best rivalries in Major League Baseball. Let's be honest with each other. There are very few that incur the luster and the allure of national publication the way the Dodgers and the Padres do these days. But here's the thing about Freddie Freeman and sort of talking about the ex-boyfriend or the ex-girlfriend, you know, the ex-lover of Atlanta. It's
just wanted to get the word lover in.
Yeah.
I saw the way you did that. You're like, yeah, I could let it go, but I wanted to get the word lover in.
Yeah.
You want Alex to play some songs from Taylor Swift's Lover throughout the night for you?
It is, yeah.
Can
yeah,
I go a, where you go? Yeah.
It's
go.
A Swifty. It's this whole situation is being I think overly dramatized. I think that most players who've had great success, either individually or team-wide success with a former franchise, is always going to have good feelings leaving, especially when they happen as in such quick succession as it did with Freddie Freeman. But there comes a point where you kind of do have to, I don't know, you just have to sort of turn the page in the photo album and start making some new memories with the new boo, you know? And that I think I agree with you, is the story of all this, is Clayton Kershaw kind of put an end to all this. He was just like, hey, buddy, like we here in L.A., like we were on this crazy long drought of World Series championships and we finally got one a couple years back. And our sole focus, at least for me, is to get another one of those before I call it a Hall of Fame career. Could you just go ahead and start hitting home runs again? And Freddie Freeman, in pretty quick order, got back to business of hammering the baseball. So, yeah, that was the biggest story coming out of this. In terms of all the what Doug Gottlieb said and Casey Close's, you know, defending. I mean, look, if this thing gets silly, if it goes that far, we'll see what the ramifications are, but I don't think it will. You know, I think this story goes away like most of them.
He's Rich Hornberger in for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon. Hey, with prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more at discover.com/rewards. Limitations do apply. Can we have an NBA title where nobody gets credit?
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.